If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled. Hi, I'm Kyle Paletto. Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in gaming. Each Sunday, we'll take you through updates, exciting reveals, and controversies in video games, as well as what games you can pick up this week. Here is the news for Sunday, 24th of July. Let's go! Ubisoft has announced a series of delays and video game cancellations this week during an earnings briefing to shareholders. The French publisher's upcoming game Frontiers of Pandora, set in the cinematic universe of James Cameron's Avatar, and a smaller yet-to-be-announced title have both been delayed until sometime in 2023. Here's what Ubisoft had to say about the delays.
While this additional development time is a reflection of the current ongoing constraints on productions across the industry, we are hard at work to design the most efficient working conditions to ensure both flexibility for our teams as well as strong productivity while delivering the best experiences to players.
In the same briefing, Ubisoft also announced it had cancelled four titles that were currently in development, including a Splinter Cell VR game, Ghost Recon's Battle Royale spin-off Frontline, and two other unannounced projects. It's not all grim for Ubisoft fans, though. They also announced that there will be new information on the Assassin's Creed franchise in September as they gear up to celebrate the franchise's 15th year. One of the biggest games in the world has ruled out including any NFT or blockchain content. Mojang, the developer of the Microsoft-owned behemoth Minecraft, has said they are a no-go. Mojang posted an update to the Minecraft website saying that digital scarcity was the opposite of the expansive world they were hoping to create.
To ensure that Minecraft players have a safe and inclusive experience, blockchain technologies are not permitted to be integrated inside our client and server applications, nor may Minecraft in-game content such as worlds, skins, persona items, or other mods be utilized by blockchain technology to create a scarce digital asset. Each of these uses of NFTs and other blockchain technologies creates digital ownership based on scarcity and inclusion, which does not align with Minecraft values of creative inclusion and playing together. NFTs are not inclusive of all of our community and create a scenario of the haves and have-nots. The speculative pricing and investment mentality around NFTs takes the focus away from playing the game and encourages profiteering, which we think is inconsistent with the long-term joy and success of our players.
Minecraft has approximately 141 million players around the world, and it's a game that's super popular with kids. So Microsoft and Mojang taking a strong stand on this is likely to have a massive impact on the rest of the gaming industry. In an opinion piece posted by Ben Barrett on USA Today, Barrett has highlighted the murky world of online gambling on Twitch, with big streamers like XQC streaming to the controversial genre online. Barrett said that this gambling is often linked to the crypto platform Stake, acting as the casino, with Bitcoin and Ethereum acting as the virtual poker chips that players are losing when they live stream. In many parts of the world, online gambling is restricted, either entirely or by age, and Stake has promoted VPNs which circumvent these regional regulations. Critics of the scheme said that these streamers, who in some cases are raking in tens of thousands of dollars in endorsements, aren't even playing with their own cash. According to reporting from Wired, they are comped and play with house money, which paints an unrealistic picture of the challenges. The slots category on Twitch has around 1.1 million followers, and while some of the streamers at the time of reporting marked their streams aged 18 years or older, it's trivial to click through and watch it at any age. Twitch in August 2021 said they'd be cracking down on any referral links shared by streamers to gambling sites in a statement posted to the platform.
To prevent harm and scams created by questionable gambling services that sponsor content on Twitch, we will prohibit sharing links and or referral codes to sites that offer slots, roulette or dice games. We will continue to monitor gambling-related content and update our approach as needed.
But in our reporting, one of the top streamers was prominently showing a link on their stream to stake, taking up one third of their stream window. The audience of these high-profile streamers are often children who may not be able to understand the consequences of gambling, and it's a pretty grim read when you look at the massive sums of money changing hands. We've linked Ben's story in the show notes. On the flip side of that, there was some great news for streamers and content makers this week, as Twitch have announced a long-requested new feature to help cut down on harassment and trolling. Streamers will now be able to trade ban lists with other streamers, allowing content creators to help collaboratively moderate and ban serial harassers and bad actors across their channels. Streamers will be able to share their ban list with up to 30 users for now, but this may be expanded in the future. While it's a great step forward for protecting people on the platform, it is a halfway step, with Twitch noting that they still aren't banning all serial harassers outright.
Rather than making decisions on your behalf, our goal with this tool is to provide you with the information you need to make informed and personalized decisions about who can participate in your community.
Hopefully this doesn't mean Twitch will use this as an excuse to stop building more moderation resources or taking a more active approach when it comes to toxicity on their platform. For more info on the new tool, you can check out the show notes. We've got the details from Twitch's safety and help website on how you can set it up and keep your own online communities safer. Discord voice chat is coming to Xbox. The popular communications and gaming platform is officially partnering up with Microsoft to offer voice chat services for the Series X and S, as well as Xbox One. Xbox users will be able to chat to anyone on Discord using Xbox's voice channels and group calls, and will be able to access their Discord friend list through their consoles. You'll also be able to swap quickly between Xbox voice comms and your Discord group chats while playing games. It's a pretty cool announcement and one that helps further tie together Microsoft's approach to console gaming this generation: cloud saves, cross-play functionality, and Game Pass. Discord's integration to Xbox will start rolling out for select Xbox insiders from now and will become more widely available in the coming weeks. The cover star for FIFA 23 has been announced, and it's particularly exciting for fans of Australian players. East Fremantle-born Sam Kerr, who now plays for Chelsea, will grace the cover of the final instalment in the EA FIFA series before the Football Association and mega publisher part ways. In some regions and versions of the game, Kerr will be sharing the cover with Kylian Mbappe, such as the Ultimate Edition, but in Australia and New Zealand, as well as the global Amazon version, it's Kerr centre stage. On your Sam, you bloody legend. Bad news if you're a Russian soccer fan, though. EA confirmed that neither the Russian national team or local teams will be featured in the game, in line with the restrictions placed on the country due to the war in Ukraine. Neither FIFA or UEFA have allowed Russian teams to compete in the real-world competitions either, so this does make some sense. Beloved turn-based puzzler Into the Breach has received a massive free Advanced Edition update. Into the Breach by Subset Games was originally released in 2018 to widespread critical acclaim and offered nail-biting tactical combat between giant mech robots and ravenous alien bugs. The new Advanced Edition adds 5 new mech squads to command and control, 4 new pilots with unique abilities, 15 brand new weapons to play around with, new alien enemies and bosses, and 12 new remixed missions with different objectives to sweat over. There's also a heap of new balance changes to the game and new features such as destroyable terrain that can have a big impact on how you play. Never fear though, you'll be able to turn off all these new features if you wish to play the game as it was launched, and if you're truly up for the challenge, you can try out the new unfair difficulty. Turn-based dungeon crawler with a fun focus on dice and challenging Lady Luck herself, 2019's Dicey Dungeons is back with final piece of free content just in time for its long-awaited mobile port. Reunion is a big free expansion that uses the motive of a reality TV reunion special to reunite the cast of characters from the original game to once more tackle all the challenges of Dicey Dungeons' original campaign. Each character has been redesigned from the ground up with new abilities that completely change how you approach Dicey Dungeons' luck-based combat battles. Alongside the returning characters, each character has a new 6 chapters of challenge-based levels to fight through, and music composer Chipsil returns to breathe fresh life into the game's already great original score. This is a big one. It's almost like doubling the size of the original Dicey Dungeons for free. If you're keen, it's out on Game Pass right now and just released on mobile platforms this month. And finally, Doom creator John Romero revealed that Romero Games will be working on a brand new first-person shooter, and they're looking for developers as they expand the team. John Romero is legendary in the first-person shooter scene, and along with John Carmack, Adrian Carmack, Kevin Clout, and Tom McCall, created the influential shooter and its spin-offs before moving on to new studios and new games. Romero in 2019 released an expansion to the original Doom called Sigil, and a sequel to this game was in the works, but the new game looks to be something completely new running on Unreal Engine. It's still early days, but likely there will be a lot of excited shooter fans looking forward to what Brenda and John Romero and the crew at Romero Games put together. That's it for news. Here are the games releasing this week. Multiverses is the latest addition to the Smash Bros. Genre, featuring a heap of characters from the Warner Bros. Intellectual Property Vault. The initial lineup has members of the Justice League, Looney Tunes, Scooby-Doo, Game of Thrones, and Steven Universe, with promise that more will be added soon. It doesn't look overly creative or much of a fresh take, but if you're a fan of the characters and the crossover brawler genre, it'll be free to play, so definitely worth checking out when the open beta comes to PlayStation, Xbox, and PC on the 26th. Now, a game that does look interesting is Bear and Breakfast, the laid-back resource management game by first-time developers Gummy Cat Studios. It's a mix between Stardew Valley, The Sims, and Overcooked, where you, a bear, must build and run a bed and breakfast in the woods. The art style is super charming, and there's a creepy subplot underneath that is very intriguing. Pick it up on PC and Switch this Thursday. And coming to Switch on the 29th is the long-awaited Xenoblade Chronicles 3. Fans of the series have been waiting patiently for a sequel since it was first announced in 2018, and lucky for them, early reviews from previews have been really positive. This franchise had a bit of a stumble with the last installment, but by the looks of things, this third entry in the series may turn that around. It's out this Friday, exclusive to the Switch.
If you've got 15 minutes, we'll catch you up on the gaming news each Sunday on Walkthrough.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kyle Paletto. Thank you so much for listening. Sifter is produced by Nicholas Kennedy, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Kyle Paletto, Daniel Ang, and Adam Christou. Mitch Lowe is senior producer, and Gianni DiGiovanni is our executive producer. Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune. Thanks to Omni Studios for their support of Sifter's three podcasts. You can find Sifter on social media on Twitter and Instagram by going to @SifterHQ. We post links to all the stories we publish, so it's another way you can keep up to date with great reviews and interviews with creators. So find us on @SifterHQ and give us a follow. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back with more news next Sunday.
Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator Hironobu Sakaguchi made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.